This is Bill Driscoll, rector of Church of the Redeemer. And this is a rebroadcast of the talk that I gave yesterday during our congregational meeting. Unfortunately, due to some technical difficulties, we didn't get a recording of the meeting. So I wanted to take time today to update you on what was said in case you missed the meeting. We talked about a few things before I gave my address. We talked about the vestry election, and the vestry election results are in, and we elected through our congregational meeting Bob Baldwin, Joel Nichols, and Molly Taunton to serve a 3-year term on the vestry. So I praise God for that. Secondly, we had our financial update, and what that essentially laid out was things are pretty tight. At the beginning of COVID, we had a number of people that gave significantly upfront on their pledges and their giving, and that sustained us through the spring and into the summer, but we had a significant lull during the summer. We always have a lull in giving during the summer months, but this year it was significant. Because we took part in the governmental, the PPP loan, as it's called, the Payroll Protection Plan, I think, loan, that has given us some funds that have filled in the gap, and we're hoping that that will be forgiven. We're going to go through that application process, but we're still in a very tight financial situation. The ministries and administration of Redeemer has done a great job keeping costs down as much as we can, but the biggest cost that we have is our rent, and then our lease expense for this space, and then payroll. So we aren't able to really control a lot of things. A lot of the costs, but we have kept costs down. So we're okay right now, but it's still it's a pretty delicate situation. Eric then talked about the development of a future fund, and we're going to be talking about that a lot in the upcoming years. Future fund is creating a fund that can be given to through donations and through planned giving, through estate giving and other things like that, for where our future will be. Our current lease is up in 4 years and 3 months, so we really need to know where we're going to be in 2 years. When we moved into this facility, we had close to 300 members, and the rent was much lower. The market was down. Since that point in time, we've had one renewal in our lease so that our rent is higher. But also, about 3 years into our being in our building, about 90 of our members who had come here from another Anglican church that was dealing with some transitional changes and transitional upheaval, when that church calmed down and got healthy, we saw about 90 members leave. So we went from 300 with a low lease to 200 with a much higher lease. And the question was, how much is our rent? It's about $17,000 a month for this 25,000 square feet. And we realize we may not need 25,000 square feet in a post-COVID church environment. So we're beginning that planning process of a future fund. So that was where I began my address. And one of the things I touched on before I began my address, and I'm going to give my address here, I touched on the fact that we're not going to grow hoping that other people find our church. We will only grow through members inviting outsiders to church. And it's hard to invite someone who doesn't go to church at all. Hey, give up your Sunday morning, get up early, get dressed, and come to a church. And then especially during this COVID-19 season, where you're going to wear a mask and you're going to be socially distanced, and it's going to be a challenge to grow. I forgot to mention that we also had three ministry updates, one from Prudence on children's ministries, one from Gene Higgins and Darlene on our small group ministries, and one from Tim on our youth ministries. And the small group ministry right now is really growing. We've got more than 100 adults in small groups, and that's where we're going to grow. I want to see every member of Church of the Redeemer involved in a small group, because where inviting someone to church feels very stiff and scary, inviting someone to your home for an event with some of your friends is much more welcoming, where they can get to know other members of Redeemer, where members of Redeemer can love on your friends that don't go to church, and then they may come join us. That's how I believe we're going to grow. So there was an encouragement. Please be thinking about joining a small group if you're not in one, and then how your small group can have events that can include others. Of course, again, COVID-19 season, this is challenging. Most of our small groups are meeting online in Zoom rooms, but you can still invite your friends to join the Zoom room. So think about that. So then I gave my address, and I'm just going to give it to you as I gave it on Sunday. I want to begin by thanking my staff, my vestry, and the other lay volunteers that have labored with and around me during this unprecedented season. With all of the constant uncertainty, change, required adjustments, all that we've had to deal with, it would have been a monumentally difficult season anyway. Without the team around me, I would not be standing. Thank you to those of you who have been and have continued to pray for the church, for me and for my family, and for the ministry team and staff. Your prayers have made a difference, and your prayers are still needed. Please keep praying. I didn't realize the toll that the coronavirus season was exacting on me until the beginning of June, when a church member dropped by Redeemer just to see if I was here. And I had happened to stop by the church, so I was here. It was a God-ordained appointment. He asked how I was doing, and I was so tired that I gave him a very raw and unfiltered answer of not good. He listened and he prayed for me, and then he encouraged me to try something new. This was a sheep coming alongside me, not just the pastor, but another sheep. And he cared enough to offer a suggestion. I followed his advice. I joined an early morning exercise group of men, and I'm exercising 6 days a week with them from 5:30 to 6:15. It's truly been life-giving to me to be around those other men. It's not the exercise, because I was getting plenty of exercise on my own, but it was being with other men outside in public parks, talking with one another, relational time, and many of the men in this exercise group, F3, many of them are Christians. And this has been water to my soul. There are men now listening to me and praying for me, and it's helped me to get out of my head. At that point in June, after about 3 months of coronavirus, my head had become a dark, anxious, and frazzled and dangerous place. And this group of men breathed new life into me. It was about having other sheep around me, a community. And that's what we all need. I am so thankful for that, and also for all of the leaders around me who've stepped up and enabled me to delegate responsibility in ways I've never been able to delegate before. For Mike Zambetti, especially senior warden, and for the vestry, for my staff, and for the ministry team, for the lay leaders that have been stepping forward, thank you, because you have shouldered an incredible burden with me. A brief family update. The coronavirus season has been very challenging and difficult. John, my 19-year-old son, 18-year-old son, sorry, he is now a freshman in college. He graduated in the midst of coronavirus. He lost at the end of his senior year, and now he's a freshman in a dorm taking online classes. He's doing so well, and we're proud of him, but it's a hard season for him continuing. Abby, our 21-year-old, who lives above our garage, she's been such an encouragement to all of us through this season, a stabilizing force. And she left the first job that she's ever had, that she's had for about 4 years. She interviewed and got a new job and is thriving there. She's continuing to take her college classes at FSCJ. We're so proud of her. For Dan, he got engaged during the coronavirus crisis, had to rent a fishing pier on Pine Island. That was the only way to get a place alone close to the water. All of the beaches were closed. He's engaged to Nicole, and they're getting married in, I guess, 18 days now, on October 16th. We're so proud of him, and we're praying for this wedding, and ask you to pray for protection over all involved, especially with coronavirus still around. Then Virginia, our high school sophomore, she's endured a really weird re-entry into school. She's doing so well with band and her academics, but it's hard being online and then being in person and all of the changes and not really being with your friends. We're proud of her, and it's a hard season. And then Kim, my wife, I am so thankful for her. She has continued to keep our house together and continues to grow in her own career as an interior designer, but she's been a counselor and a partner to me during this crisis, listening to all of my venting. I'm thankful to God for her. She is amazing. I'm proud of her, and she is a God-given gift that has sustained me. Now I want to turn to you, my Redeemer family. I miss you all. I miss hanging out with you as we used to, having meals together as a church family, classes together, hugs and proximity. I miss our old reality. I hate this social distancing, elbow bumping. You're online and I'm talking to you through a camera. I miss our old reality. Many of you I have seen, but it's been infrequent and socially distanced. Many of you I have only talked with. I haven't seen you in months. I really miss you, and I want to talk more often. Many of you I have not seen or talked to at all, but I've sought to ensure that I'm aware of all of you, even if I haven't talked to you or seen you, through our small group leaders, through other church members, to know how you're doing so that I can be praying for you. I feel badly that I haven't connected with everyone. Please forgive me if you are one who feels that I forgot or abandoned you. Please email, call, or reach out to me if a visit or a catch-up or a video chat could happen, because I want to see you. I want to hear from you how you're doing. I want to bring communion to you if that would be a blessing, and I want to know how I can pray for you. I want to connect with you. So contact me, contact the church office, and let's get that scheduled. I miss you. This has truly been a challenging season, but I've seen good fruit, good kingdom of God fruit in our congregation. I've seen members caring for other members. I've heard stories of you all checking in, bringing groceries to one another, praying for one another, shouldering needs and burdens together. I am incredibly proud of you, Church of the Redeemer family. I've seen more adults in small groups in this season than I've ever seen in my 12 years at Redeemer. We have more than 100 adults in small groups, and we hope to see more join during October's all-together congregational Holy Spirit study. You can read more about that in the email that went out today, September 28th. Our small groups have been a source of support and care for one another that would not have been possible any other way, and that's such good fruit. And I praise God for our small groups. And if you're not in a small group now, get into one. I'd be lying if I said that I haven't been anxious or worried for Redeemer. I've daily shouldered anxiety and fear that I've let you, my Redeemer family, down by not being enough caring or enough calling or enough visiting. That's been a hard weight. And this study that we've been doing on Psalm 23 for this month, when the Lord is my shepherd, that has reminded me that it's not up to me. It's not my burden to carry, because I'm not the shepherd. He is. The Lord is the shepherd. And when he is my shepherd, it's his ministry and I can trust him. And same thing for you, that you can trust him even when I or others let you down. I've also been anxious about Redeemer members drifting away. Maybe because I didn't reach out to you. Maybe because we weren't polished enough on our videos, or our services were too long or too short or too unsafe or too loud or too restricted. I don't know how many church members we have left. That's one of the reasons why in my last week's letter, the letter that I mailed to you, I want to hear from you on the commitment cards. It's also posted on our website, RedeemerLives.net, if you want to download it. Please respond to those commitment cards. It's a way for you to say, Church of the Redeemer is still my family. I am committed to being here. It helps us to know as a church how many members we have left. Please fill out the commitment cards. And if you want to give more feedback, whether positive or negative, email me or email the church office. Let us know what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and what your thoughts are for the future. I've also been anxious about our financial position. So many of you have given above and beyond in March and April, but through the summer lag, we do remain in a delicate financial position. In all of this, though, I take hope from Psalm 23. The Lord is the shepherd. Jesus is our good shepherd. He is in charge, and I can trust him. You are his sheep, and I am his sheep. This is a strange and dark valley that we are in, and I am daily seeking to choose not to live in fear. He is with me, and he is with you. So where are we going? That's the big question. Well, how do you do strategic or future planning when the future is so uncertain? This past Friday, suddenly the governor opened up restaurants to full capacity. The restaurants weren't even prepared for that. How do we know if there's going to be a spike in the fall or in the spring or what's going to happen? I've spent a lot of time with the Lord praying, reflecting, asking the Lord to speak. And time again, he turned my attention to our mission statement. In our mission statement, and if you're a member, you can say it with me, the Lord calls us to make followers who know Christ, grow together, and go into the world. Now, when you make followers who know Christ, who grow together, and who go into the world, then when you make those followers, they will be followers who know Christ, grow together, and go. I was reminded as I read about the churches historical responses to past plagues in the year 300, in the year 600, in these major plagues that devastated significant portions of the world's population. The church was known as the ones who stayed behind, who cared for those who were abandoned by society, who were dying, and many members of the church died caring. The church was a visible witness when everyone else fled. Time and time again, through the centuries, when plagues hit, the church was a visible testimony, and that's why it grew. That's why it exploded. And that makes me wonder, how does the church look to the world in the midst of this coronavirus plague? Are we the same visible witness and the same light that was visible in past epidemics? Or do we, the church, look pretty much like the rest of society? Not much different from any other group. We're world-focused. We're concerned about ourselves. We're fractured. We're infighting. And we're self-centered. What do you think? My prayer, and my prayer looking forward for the upcoming year, is that Redeemer, Church of the Redeemer, will be different. That we will be a visible light. And that's my picture for the new year. And I'm sorry, I can't be more specific. But it doesn't matter how many members we have. The commitment cards are to help us find out. But whether we have few or many, my prayer, and my focus, is for us to be a visible witness and a visible testimony for Jesus Christ, for his redemption of all from the consequences of sin, from eternal death, that we would share the gospel of eternal life in Jesus' name, and we would be a light for that gospel. I want us to be a church community that moves beyond knowing Christ and worshiping together. That's not what we're called to do. just meeting together is not what we're called to as Christ followers. The church is primarily, not primarily for you and me to be ministered to. We are called to minister unto the Lord, to bring worship unto the Lord. We're coming here, we're gathering together to worship Him. It's about Him, not primarily about us and what we get and what we prefer. Growing together goes beyond sitting in worship and classes with people we kind of know. Real kingdom fruit, as I mentioned, has been visible in Redeemer's many small group communities, where members are not just growing in faith and knowledge, but growing in their knowing of one another. Taking time to listen, to know one another. And they're growing in their vulnerability of being known, of sharing when they have concerns or fears or trials or hardships. It is there, in the knowing and being known, that the Lord will use other sheep to help us grow, to lead us to change, to support us in trial, and to walk with us through life. I told you that story about the church member, the other sheep that came to me. He had a feeling I wasn't doing well. He risked. And I can't thank him enough for that blessing. In my sermon on Sunday, I talked about the Lord who is with you, who is with you in the valley. But here's the reality. If you follow the shepherd and you're in that dark valley, the valley of deepest darkness, it's not just you and the Lord. Who else is there? It's the other sheep. You're there with a whole flock of sheep. You're not alone. We as a church are not intended to be alone. We're to be in a flock with others, growing as disciples together. I pray that Redeemer will be a church where we truly grow together in faith, in understanding, in compassion, in humility, in patience, in caring, in loving one another as Christ first loved us. Because Jesus is not a personal Savior for a personal faith sustained by just you and Jesus in your personal meeting place. The church is Christ's body. Every member has a role. Every member has a function. And every member is important and crucial to the rest of the body. Paul in Romans 12 and in 1 Corinthians 12 addressed this. And in 1 Corinthians 12, Paul wrote that the body is not one member, but many. It's a body. It's not a bunch of things. It's a body, a united unit. There's no division, but care for one another in rejoicing and in suffering. Redeemer small groups will be crucial and absolutely necessary for us to truly grow together as He, the Shepherd, equips us to go as we go into the world. It's not a choice to go or not go. We all go. Jesus commanded us to go into the world. But the choice is, how will you go? Will the light of Christ be visible in you? Will the hope of the Good Shepherd be evident in your life, your speech, your finances, your posts on social media? Or as you go, will your faith be hidden, private, unavailable to the world? In our discipleship, in our study, whether children or students or adults, that's going to be our focus, to live into our mission statement, where we are called to make disciples who know Christ, grow together, and go into the world. To know Christ and therefore to make Him known. To grow together, maturing in faith, not stagnant, not primarily focused on self-centered needs or preferences, but maturing, being changed by God and others, being transformed through community and conflict and all that community will bring. Deeply knowing others, deeply being known in community, that we will grow together. And then going into the world as visible lights, as noticeably different to the surrounding world, so that others who are lost and who have wandered away might see the light of the Good Shepherd in us and be found by Him. The world is perishing without Jesus. They are lost apart from Him. And eternal death awaits, eternal separation from God, unless they see the light of Christ. Will you join me on this journey? Will you join me as a member of this church as we seek to be a visible light for the gospel of Jesus Christ as we know, grow, and go together? That is where we are. I'm excited to move forward with you, my Redeemer family, and I pray you will join me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So that's the rebroadcast. I pray as God works in your own heart that He will lead you where He wants you to be as His sheep. Thanks for listening.